We want to turn to the Dáil yesterday because not fit for purpose and one of the worst and most inadequate facilities in the country. That's how the Taoiseach Enda Kenny described one of the busiest emergency departments in the country yesterday. Galway University Hospital emergency department sees 66,000 patients every year. It's a pleasure to welcome to the programme James Binchy. He is a consultant in emergency medicine and he joins us at Galway University Hospital and he joins us on the line. Good morning, James.
Morning, Ivan.
First of all, just how bad is it there?
Well, we're constantly under pressure with both overcrowding and lack of facilities in terms of space and the infrastructure to see the new patients that come in. I understand that the Taoiseach was talking about the physical infrastructure and not the level of care given to patients. And in that, I agree with him, like the physical infrastructure is not fit for purpose for 21st century emergency department.
Is there the familiar trolley problem?
We've got a constant trolley problem. The two issues are quite distinct. They're interrelated, but there's the issue of the physical infrastructure and lack of physical infrastructure. So even if we didn't have a constant overcrowding problem with trolleys, our physical infrastructure isn't sufficient to deal with the number of new patients we see on a daily basis. But this is compounded by the fact that when you come in every day, most days, there's an average of 20 or more patients on trolleys in the emergency department waiting for inpatient beds.
James, it struck me as somewhat odd the way this announcement came about in terms of, almost in terms of Dáil banter. Normally there's a very considered process of planning, tender, different site and physical engineering options and so on, a long build-up with the HSE to this. Has this become something of a political football or have you been actually waiting on this approval for some time? And why wasn't it done by the line minister, the Minister for Health?
I can't answer your last question. I know we've been agitating for a new emergency department certainly since I started working in the emergency department, which was 2004. Our current department was built in 1998 as an interim building. It was only meant to be a temporary, and we're still in it nearly 18 years later. It's very high on the local management's agenda. They've presented it to the powers that be centrally that we need a new emergency department.
What I'm saying is there's a difference between something being announced and it physically happening. In other words, you've got to get an architect to draw it up.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have plans. You've got to put it out to tender. You've got to get planning permission. Has any of that work been done?
No. My understanding is we haven't yet got approval to go and do to develop a planning.
So it could be 2 or 3 years away.
Oh yes, so it could be 2 or 3 years away at least.
Right. So it came across as a kind of dramatic thing in the Dáil, but it's actually a bit ad hoc. Can I ask you, what's your catchment area? Is it just the city, the county? Do you go to Gort and out to Connemara?
The catchment area extends down to Clare, as far as Tullamore. Even we get some patient helicopters coming in from east of the Shannon. We've got 47% of the national helicopter services flight land in Galway. We take patients from as far north as Letterkenny because we're a regional cancer centre. We're a primary cardiac centre. We're a stroke centre. So there's bypass protocols for an awful lot of these patients and they come straight to University Hospital in Galway. Then being a cancer centre, a lot of patients develop complications. A significant proportion develop complications, and then they end up coming back, being admitted through emergency. So the workload in Galway has increased substantially over the last few years throughout the whole hospital. And the fact is, we don't have enough resources to deal with the workload that's coming through on a daily basis.
That was the final thing I wanted to ask you, James, which was the entire hospital, is that a 1950s building? In other words, are there outpatient departments? Are there wings of, wards that need to be dealt with as well? Or is this just the exit block in terms of the ED?
No. There's whole other areas of the hospital that are substandard infrastructure. Like, we are in the process at the moment of building a new ward block, 70 beds, but that's not going to come on stream until sometime in 2017. There's a temporary block that's meant to open in January that give us some extra space, but the whole hospital infrastructure is a lot of it is below standard for a 21st century hospital.
Okay,
that's a tertiary referral centre. We have to remember, like, we take in a lot of sick patients from all over the west of Ireland.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for that situation on the front line there in the emergency department. The consultant in emergency medicine at Galway University Hospital, James Binchy, thank you for that.